Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ideal Investor Show, where we bring you interesting guests, but also have interesting discussions about topics related to investing, to mindset, to how do we actually get successfully through the journey towards financial independence. So today I want to continue our Healthy Wealthy Gardener series. And one of the things that stuck with me when I reviewed the lessons from the book was something that I would say everybody should kind of hold on for a minute, take a breath, sit down and think about it. And so what John Soforek, the author, is actually putting down as one of the lessons is that we need a certain tension in life. The way he puts it is that life needs to be challenging. If everything were just falling into your lap and if everything is just easy peasy, you don't really have to work for anything, then you won't be really prepared whenever something is going wrong or really motivated to go after something. And then the counterbalance to this, life should be challenging to some extent, is that you want to have a mindset that is basically ready to battle, ready to grow, ready to go after a certain goal, whether that's your BHAG, the big, hairy, audacious goal, or your goal for the week or for the month or for the year. So those two things belong together. And we use terms that I think are relevant in this context, like the term battle-tested. So if you go back, and I can put this in the context when you're asking yourself, so, okay, Axel is talking about this stuff, and I agree, life is and should be challenging to some extent, and we want to have a mindset that allows us to not just fold whenever something gets complicated or hope for somebody to help us out, but to actually engage and go after things and have motivation and have energy. But what does that have to do with real estate investing? And one of the things that I want to point out is, and it happens on a frequent basis, especially when the environment in and of itself, the economic environment or other things related to the investment, is challenging. What I mean by that, if, for example, we go back 2 or 3 years and we were looking at how do we find properties with positive cash flow, it was obviously much easier because we could get financing anywhere between 4% and 5.5%. Now we're looking at almost double that, which also means the component of the interest that we're paying in the mortgages that we put in the financing of our houses. So we only need to put 20 or 25% of our own money down, and the bank or the lender gives us 75 or 80% of the money. But we have to obviously pay back the money, which the tenants do, but they also pay the interest for us. And if the component of interest is doubling, then that takes away a significant portion of our rental income that we would otherwise potentially have as cash flow, right? So that's making the environment more challenging. The other issue is that as we look, the data that we are being presented by the government makes us, or they try to make us believe, that inflation isn't that bad anymore and that the labor market has never really struggled. When I look at that, I find that when we speak about a mindset that is ready to battle, also includes to say, let's look at the data a little more in depth than just the headline. And that's really one of the big things I want to get across to all of you listening. Please, when you see a headline that sounds interesting or could be related to something that you do or involved in or interested in, please take the time to dig a little deeper, not just for fact checking, but also for your own understanding. So when we hear that the labor market unemployment rate has been fluctuating between 3.4 and 3.9% the last like year and a half, and then you look a little deeper like I like to do, and you find out that on the one hand, you hear constantly, literally constantly, that high-tech companies and relatively successful companies whose names we know are letting people go. 1,000 here, 3,000 there, 5,000 there. And on the other hand, surprisingly, the unemployment rate isn't changing. Well, if you look at the data, you find that it is not changing because on the one hand, we are getting people out of the labor market, or at least temporarily because they get fired. And on the other hand, new people join the labor market. But the big thing is, and here comes the relevance for our real estate investing, those that get jobs that replace, and they're not replacing the jobs that get lost. It's just on the one hand, you have inflow of jobs, and on the other hand, you have outflow of jobs. Well, the outflow jobs are six-figure type jobs, or multi-six figures, like 100, 200, 300,000 a year jobs. And the jobs that come in are in the hospitality industry, in the restaurant industry, in the service industry, retail industry. Take a look at the numbers for yourself. Now, those jobs that are coming in, where there is growth, those are jobs in the $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 per year area. So what does that mean for us as investors? Well, for one, the environment is more challenging because higher interest rates means it's harder to find properties that have positive cash flow. And then the other part is that as the market gets squeezed, even though the number of overall unemployment isn't changing, we have more and more and more people that are employed in relatively low-paying jobs, and people with high-paying jobs have been losing quite a few of those jobs in the last 12 to 18 months. The number has remained the same. Now, we would like, obviously, to have people who have really well-paying jobs because it makes it easier for them to pay the rent. It makes it more dependable. So what we also, from our mindset and being prepared for challenges, what we need to have is to realize that when the economy is in this situation, money is tight, interest rates are high, and the job market is shifting from higher paying jobs to lower paying jobs, that also can mean that the dependability of our tenants' ability to pay the rent to us is lower. That we might see more cases where rent isn't paid on time. That we might see more cases where people sign a lease agreement and then either lose their job or have struggled with their job and they can't make the rent, and we might have to evict them if they can't move out themselves and stuff. So, right, that's kind of like the mindset of being ready to be challenged, being ready to kind of battle, because what we ultimately still want to do is to build our portfolio, be on that journey and reach our time freedom point. It's just during certain times, it's a little easier to do. There is way more inventory. Yes, admittedly, we also have to fight with more people for getting the deal of that inventory, but it's also more stable because people have jobs and they have no problem paying the rent. And you have people like I in some of my properties that have been there almost 5 years now. And yesterday, I interviewed somebody and he said he has people in one of his properties for 13 years. They almost treat it like their own house. So those times still exist to some extent and they will come again. And the balance here is, yes, the times are more challenging, but they also give more opportunity because there are a lot of people who don't want to take on those challenges. So if you work with us, if you kind of go to Ideal Investor Show, idealinvestorshow.com, and you find the button and you book a call and we have a conversation, so you can decide if you want to join our group, our tribe, our community, then I can help you work your way through these challenging times. Because one thing you will find, regardless of what you do economically or with your investing or so forth, the best deals are typically done in those challenging times. And I remember, I just want to give you one last little thing to contemplate. How many people, if you're really into real estate and really into investing, and you go back and say, how many stories did you hear where people created a really, really impressive portfolio right after the financial crisis 2010-11, because there were so many foreclosures on the market. Most everybody wanted to stay away and said, real estate is dead, it's never going to do anything anymore. Those who said, no, this is the time to get in. 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, when we hear them in podcasts and somebody asks them, how did you get a portfolio of 10 or 20 or 100 properties so quickly? They say, well, because we were willing to get in when everybody was basically saying this is the worst time to do anything in this particular field. So contemplate that and then maybe go again, like I said, to idealinvestorshow.com, push the button, set up a call, and let's talk. And I help you to get in right now where it is challenging, but it will turn out to be worth it in the long run. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.